Richard, for those who are not familiar with the term, what is a chief innovation officer and what will your focus be?
So chief innovation officers really focus on trying to say, what are new approaches that we can apply to sometimes longstanding challenges and problems? And really, how do we use these approaches to design government around the needs of citizens? How do we make it easier to work with and function in government? That's part of the goal. That's what I'm going to be looking to do.
What are some examples of how you might put that into practice in Rhode Island?
One simple thing is just spending some time looking at the experiences that we create for citizens, right? So one of the things I'm interested in doing is actually following somebody through the process of registering a business here in Rhode Island or applying for a license, perhaps. And I think that idea of actually shadowing, following with their permission, of course, citizens and seeing what that looks like and then use that as an opportunity to redesign government is really key. A lot of times we set up government in ways that are really convenient for government. Turns out they're actually not very convenient for citizens. And so sometimes one of the most valuable things we can do is say, what if we were designing this to be as efficient as possible for the citizens we serve, and then make the adjustments on the back end that we need to? If I have you fill out 8 forms and you have to put your address on 8 different forms for the same thing, well, could we do it once and then figure out in government how to share that form on the back end? Right. So those are the types of projects we're looking at. So my role has 2 hats. The other is also, how do we highlight the really amazing innovations that we're seeing in the state, in the private sector, in nonprofit organizations that are happening, and share those with the rest of the country? When there are great solutions that are being discovered here, how do we make sure people understand that Rhode Island is a place where innovation is happening? This is a place to come if you want to be involved with coming up with new ideas and solving tough problems.
There have been complaints for many years that Rhode Island has a business climate that's hostile or unfriendly to business. Do you imagine this will be a big focus for you?
Certainly my focus. I will be spending time working with a whole variety of agencies, including commerce, including education, and trying to think through what are ways to make the experience of coming to Rhode Island, either to set up a business or to live here as a family, easy to do, friendly to do, and make it an experience that makes people want to be here, that would make, as a company, make you not be able to not be here, because this is a place where innovation happens.
You're going to be paid $210,000 a year. That's a pretty good salary in Rhode Island. How will taxpayers know if they're getting a good value for that salary?
Yeah, so I'm grateful that I am part of a foundation, so my salary does not come from taxpayer dollars. But that doesn't give me a buy out of having to deliver on what I'm being asked to do. And there is accountability on me. And so one of the things that I need to be able to show is, am I making a significantly better experience for citizens in engaging with government? Am I finding ways to streamline work that's happening here that saves money? And so those are the types of questions that I expect people to be asking of me. And as we're working with the other agencies and other partners, this will not be all me by any means. We're going to be working with really smart, talented people that are here and finding ways to improve services for citizens and frankly, make government more effective and save money. That's something that people should expect me to do.
What form will that oversight take? Will you form a report or will there be findings on the dollar value of your efforts?
Yeah, it could be a variety of those things. I think right now what I'm trying to do very carefully is not come in with my own agenda, but really listen carefully. Listen to where the pain points are. Listen to where the opportunities are. Listen to where people feel like there are problems that need to be solved and that we have talent to be able to solve here in the state. And then based on those, we're going to have to say, how do we know that it worked, right? What do we look at? In some cases, it may be dollars saved. In some cases, it may be number of people served. In some cases, it may be students performing at a higher level. Those are all things that we'll have to look at. And actually, part of why I'm so glad to be sitting with and part of Rhode Island College, because that gives an opportunity for researchers and students to participate in that process of evaluating, how are we doing? Is this working?
Why was this structure in which you're being paid by the Rhode Island College Foundation rather than the state directly? Why was that approach used to fund your position?
Yeah, so really, I think it's critical that as we are creating an innovation space in Rhode Island, being innovative is often about blurring lines between traditional silos. We wanted to signal that right off the bat, right? That I'm going to be part of a higher ed institution. We're going to work collaboratively in new ways. We're going to tie into the students and faculty that are there. And also being part of the foundation makes it easier for us to go after some philanthropic dollars, which we intend to do, and really bring in some additional funding for the state.
Will this setup in which you're reporting to the governor but being paid through a state college, will that diminish accountability for you or the work that you do?
Well, I think it's clear that I'm going to be accountable from a whole bunch of people, not only the governor, but also the citizens and folks at Rhode Island College. Is this bringing value? And I think my goal is to be very open and transparent, as I have been in other roles, about what I'm doing and about who is being involved and about how we're making a difference, and really invite people to provide input and suggestions on things that are working well and things that aren't. So that's an exciting part of innovation, is being really open about it. And some stuff may not work. We'll try some things, and other things are going to be really fantastic, and we'll look for feedback and input on what's right as we do it at a small scale before we take it to a larger scale.
Richard Colonna, thank you for sitting down with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be here.